Thank you, Mr. President. The Cluster Munition Coalition warmly congratulates Bulgaria, Slovakia, and South Africa for completing the destruction of their respective stockpiled cluster munitions in recent weeks. We appreciate greatly the detailed presentations made here today by Bulgaria and Slovakia and the regular updates which they have provided, including through the transparency reports. We look forward to the official confirmation that South Africa promised from its Department of Defense and the technical information that will follow in the coming period. We commend Bulgaria, Slovakia, and South Africa for meeting their obligation under Article 3 of the Convention on Cluster Munitions. Between them, these three states' parties have collectively destroyed approximately 9,500 cluster munitions and more than 500,000 submunitions, way more, 585,000 submunitions. The Cluster Munition Coalition is therefore thrilled to celebrate this milestone achievement today. These are the first states parties to complete the stockpile destruction obligation since Switzerland did so in 2019. It's a great cause for celebration. It comes at exactly the time when this Convention on Cluster Munition needs good news and needs to demonstrate progress. Indeed, stockpile destruction is one of the success stories of this convention. Collectively, states' parties have now destroyed approximately 1.487 million cluster munitions and 178.9 million submunitions. This means that 99.9% of all cluster munitions once held by states' parties to the convention have now been destroyed. As we know, just one state party still has cluster munitions left to destroy under the convention. We welcome Peru's update, its commitment to meet the deadline, hopefully this year. And we appreciate the information that it has provided to the convention. Mr. President, the Cluster Munition Coalition has welcomed Nigeria's ratification of the convention. And we note that shortly after ratifying, Nigeria provided an Article 7 transparency report in April, which stated that Nigeria has no stockpiled cluster munitions, including for research and training purposes. The Cluster Munition Coalition urges Cyprus and Indonesia, two signatories that are known to stockpile cluster munitions, to ratify without delay and to provide information on those stocks and the steps taken to destroy them. Before closing, I'd like to make a few remarks under the retention of cluster munitions for research and training purposes, as permitted by Article 3 of the Convention. We note that most states' parties that initially retained cluster munitions for training have either eliminated them entirely since making those first declarations or have reduced their stocks significantly and have not replenished them. This shows that the initial amounts retained under the convention were clearly not, quote, the minimum number absolutely necessary for permitted purposes. The Cluster Munition Coalition is pleased to see Belgium report the destruction of 95% of its retained cluster munitions last year, and it's pledged to destroy the remaining retained stocks this year. It's good to see Switzerland has consumed one-third of its retained cluster munitions in 2022. We hope that the 11 states parties that still retain cluster munitions for research and training will reconsider, will critically reflect, as the Netherlands said, as to whether this is really necessary. The Cluster Munition Coalition urges them to join the vast number or vast majority of states parties that see no need to retain live cluster munitions for such purposes. In closing, the CMC would like to thank the stockpile destruction coordinators, Belgium and the Netherlands, as well as the analysis group for their ongoing efforts to ensure timely implementation of this treaty obligation. Thank you.